Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, we are back covering the NFL draft here. While we were away, the Raiders made their selection at 6, and it was Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty.
It's a great pick for him. It makes sense, and that's why people said, you know, that they were the favorite very early in the process. They've got pieces. They've got Brock Bowers. They've got Geno Smith. Now they've got their running back. And Jeanty is potentially generational. He ran for 2,600 yards last year. One of the interesting things about it is he ran for 1,350 yards between the tackles and over 1,200 yards outside the tackles. So whether you bounce him to the outside or have him run inside, if you're an outside, you know, if you run outside zone or you want to run a gap scheme between the tackles, he's proven he can do all of it. He's exceptional. And so there's a lot to love in Ashton Jeanty. I think he's going to immediately be a top 5 or 6 running back in the league. I think he's absolutely special. His contact balance is, as they're showing on the clips on TV, is incredible. And I go back to early in the year, he had like 1,000 yards in his first, you know, 3.5 games or whatever. So he goes into that fifth game. And everyone's excited about it. Like, they're almost to the point of the cutaway, like when McGuire's breaking, you know, the home run record to show Boise State stuff. I mean, they're updating what he's doing. The first carry, everyone knows he's getting the ball. He bounces off 2 tackles and houses it for 80 yards. And you're like, it's not 8 men in the box. It's not 9 men. All 11 dudes knew, hey, Boise State's running the ball here. And he scores anyway. And that's really special. And people have knocked him in that Penn State game. Well, Penn State looked across the line of scrimmage and went, well, we're better than you up front by a mile. You're not going to beat us at the skill positions. All we have to do is load the box, and Jeanty's not going to do anything. And he still played well. He didn't run for 200 yards, but he ran for almost 100, and he broke multiple tackles, and he always seemed to find the hole if it was there, when it was there. He's absolutely special.
Isn't that what Oregon did against him? And he busted the long one against
they had a couple
too.
Of linebackers out, but same kind of deal. Yeah. Oregon, superior athletes than Boise State, you know, in the trenches. Look at this draft. It's a perfect example. Jordan Burch is supposed to get drafted. Derek Harmon, Jamari Caldwell. Those guys are all probably not tonight, except for Harmon. But we're going to see them in day 2, day 3. And the Ducks tried to stop the run, and Jeanty killed him. He went for over 200 yards.
Yeah. Are we back to running backs being of great value? Is this like the Saquon Barkley effect, or is it just this one player?
No, we are. I think we forgot that however you can add dynamism to your offense, you should do it. And if you can do it at tight end, if you can do it at running back, if you can do it at receiver, great. Teams that have great offensive linemen, we've seen this with Saquon, we saw this with the Ravens with Derrick Henry. If you have a good offensive line and you have a solid quarterback, and you add that last piece, it's kind of like a young rookie quarterback. If you've got the other pieces in place and you bring in a rookie quarterback, he'll probably have success. If you have a good offense with a good offensive line and you're kind of missing a home run threat, you can bring in a dynamic running back and he can take you to the next level. Again, the Lions did it with Jahmyr Gibbs. We've seen this now with the elite teams in the league. The Niners did it with Christian McCaffrey. If you've got the pieces in place and a running back is your final piece, you're pretty good. I think this is the Raiders gambling on, okay, we've got a pretty good passing game. Our O-line really came together late in the year. We need to control the line of scrimmage when we play teams like the Chiefs. We don't want to get into shootouts. And how do we do that? Well, we grind things out a little bit and run the football. What's the best way to do it? Ashton Jeanty.
Jets 7, Panthers 8, Saints 9. You think the Saints will go quarterback, Jackson Dart?
I don't. I don't think there's – I think the odds are – it's really unlikely at this point. I think the Saints could trade back into the first. It's so cheap, and this is the other factor. One, not a lot of great quarterbacks. Two, teams 20 on down are all trying to get out of the first round and add an extra three because – just as players 5 through 32 have the same grade, the other thing everyone will tell you is there's a chunk of like 33 through 100 that are all pretty good, that are all better usually than what you get at pick 67. This is a weird year where suddenly you're heavy in the middle, you're fat in the middle with like 60 guys that carry second round grades. So teams will be able to move into that first cheaper. And it's like, let's get our premium player as good as we can. And then it's pretty cheap to move into the first round this year and get our Jackson Dart, our Jaden Milroe, our Shedeur Sanders, and we'll go that route. So I could see a couple different teams drafting twice tonight and getting premium player and then quarterback.
The quarterback. Player. Who do you think's the next quarterback?
Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listen, Shadur's fine. My favorite Shedeur story, I watched his film. I try to comp really specifically when a player is going to be talked about. My comp for him, and I've told this story with Buck, was old Kirk Cousins or unathletic Brock Purdy.
Mm.
I listened to a podcast with Robert Mays and Dane Brugler, and Robert Mays says to Dane Brugler something like, tell me why he's not just old Kirk Cousins. And Dane's like, I have the same thing. I just basically have Brock Purdy who can't run. And I was like,
I love Tesla.
No way. I mean, that's how obvious it is that he's kind of not the most physically gifted guy.
With the 7th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Armon Membu, Missouri. Tackle.
All right. Who's this cat?
Armon Membu went to Missouri. He probably has the highest ceiling of any.
So he is a cat. He's a tiger.
That's right.
I see what you did there. Has probably the highest ceiling of any offensive lineman in this class.
He's not there.
He's played mostly right tackle.
Okay.
But very athletic. You could potentially move him to left. And sometimes guys are right tackles because they're huge, but don't move really well. That wasn't the case. He just happened to be put at right tackle and was good there. We don't know for sure that he can't just pivot to left and be a superstar. Armon Membu has a chance to really be a great player. And if you're the Jets looking here, you've definitely bolstered your offensive line in a big way, kind of an area of need. They've got good pieces there. Aaron Rodgers aside in New York, they kind of just feel like they're a couple guys away from being, you know, from elevating and being that next step. And it feels like Membu could really shore things up on the offensive line.
All right, that puts the Panthers on the clock, followed by the Saints and Bears. We'll take a break and come back with more NFL draft coverage here on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.